W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Blinken is in Israel pushing for a pause in the war with Hamas, though he insists
we stand strongly with and behind Israel in its right and obligation to defend itself, defend its people.
Still, he says Palestinians need their own state. Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel won't agree to a ceasefire until Hamas releases some 240 hostages. In his first televised address, the leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah militant says his militia is undeterred by U.S. warnings to stay out of the war. Employers pulled back on hiring last month. CBS's Jolene Kent says that could be positive news for interest rates.
This is the cooling off that the Federal Reserve has been waiting for. Employers added 150,000 jobs in October, and that fell below expectations from Wall Street. We also saw a slight uptick in unemployment.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells the Cap Times a conservative group threatening to run him out of office does not understand how the process works. The group bought $100,000 of TV and newspaper ads calling for Voss's ouster if he didn't move impeachment articles against Megan Wolf forward. He did just that yesterday, but is brushing off suggestions he was pressured. Wisconsin Democrats say they have the momentum, but they're taking nothing for granted. They're launching a statewide organizing effort in 115 communities starting this weekend. State Party Chair Ben Wickler.
What we saw in the Supreme Court race this spring was record turnout in a Supreme Court election. In state legislative special elections, we've dramatically overperformed what you'd expect from the gerrymandered district lines.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Forever Wellness Day is this weekend at Southwood County YMCA. Sunday, November 5th, will focus on empowering active agers with events starting at noon. They'll have multiple fitness classes between noon and 1, a cooking demonstration focused on healthy snacks for bone health from 1 to 2, and a discussion on community resources with Sarah Wheeler from 2 to 2:30. This event is for adults aged 55 and over. Register today at the Southwood County YMCA. Sons of Norway are holding their Lutefisk Supper on Tuesday, November 14th at 6 p.m., but you'll need to register by Monday. It's at the Eagles Club in Marshfield, 1104 South Oak Avenue. Just $20 per person includes Lutefisk, lefse, authentic Swedish meatballs, potatoes, salad, and rutabagas. Call Dorothy at 715-305-9699. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin heads to Bloomington to face the Hoosiers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
The Badgers face Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers football team heads to Indiana to face the Hoosiers Saturday at 11 a.m. Indiana is 2-6, Wisconsin 5-3. Head coach Luke Fickell.
You know, we got four guaranteed games. We got 1 month guaranteed to us left in the season, and we got to find ways to continue to grow and get better. I know I've said it over and over and over again, but best teams play the best ball at the end of the year.
NFL, the Packers host the Rams Sunday at noon. Former Packers defensive back Rasul Douglas spoke to reporters about being traded from Green Bay to Buffalo and the send-off he received.
Tuesday, like, we're not in the building at all. When he called me and said he got traded, and then the news, like, came out. And I remember just sitting at the sauna, and me and Aaron Jones, we kind of had, like, a little emotional. We both cried, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, like, it's over. And me and him kind of been through something together, and how it happened was just crazy. So, yeah, we had a little emotional moment there.
That's the Bills' Rasul Douglas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with a high of 48. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 24 tonight, 45 tomorrow, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
In hour number two, and asking you the question, have you call in, give us two things, or give you two things, and tell us what's worse. Also, the 50 funniest moments of Airplane. Our friends at Crack.com saw now there's a new book out about the show, I guess 50 years, marking the 50th anniversary of the movie Airplane. And Mr. Zombers, you said you have not seen it.
I'm uncultured swine, yes.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's, you know, it's an older movie, certainly to you. And I remember it. You know, I was very, very young. I didn't go see it at theaters, but saw it on television and VHS and then DVD, and it's now it streams. One of the best movies of all time, in my opinion, one of the best comedies. And, of course, the two of the directors and producers, writers of the show, David and Jerry Zucker, from right here in Wisconsin. Grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I believe they are also graduates of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. So the Zucker brothers, very famous in Hollywood, and really Airplane was the project that put them on the map. So that's a cool Wisconsin connection. So we will run down the top five funniest Airplane moments in the movie Airplane, according to our friend Tim Grierson from Crack.com, who has been on the show, wrote a great article. You can find it at Crack.com. So we will talk about that. A little bit later on this hour, we will talk about Robin Voss once again. What's poppin', Robin Voss? We talked about this in real time as it happened yesterday. Robin Voss retreating and giving in to the MAGA forces, the MAGA party, as they said, look, you're either going to impeach Megan Wolf, the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, or we're going to recall you and or run primary opponent against you. And so Robin Voss shook in his boots and said, sure, I'll go along with that. So we'll detail a great story today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Talk to you about that. Also take your phone calls as well. Coming up a little bit later as well, it is a big sports weekend. We'll remind you that tonight, as a matter of fact, the New York Knicks travel to Milwaukee to take on our Bucks. The new Cream City jerseys, Mr. Zommers, are in effect. Very... don't know what you call it, psychedelic. They got the blue and green spots all over them.
Did you say Cream City?
Cream City, the Cream City jerseys, yeah.
Is this the Knicks?
No,
or
no.
Or is this us?
It's us. It's us.
Cream City?
That's the nickname for Milwaukee. One of the nicknames.
Since when and why?
Where have you been, Mr. Zomers? But yes, the new Cream City jerseys, they're like a cream swoosh, which is supposed to resemble the outside of Pfizer Forum. And then it has like the blue and green dots that I guess represent the crowd during when the Bucks won game six. So anyway.
Bucks and six.
And you can hear them on all six of our radio stations in the Civic Media Radio Network on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WLAK in Amory, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WCQM. I believe that's Hayward or Park Falls. That one I'm missing. I'll figure it out. Anyway, lots of Milwaukee Bucks happening tonight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, on the Bucks side, the professional sports, we are not allowed to stream those on the Civic Media app. So you have to be in one of those six communities to listen to it over the air. So we'll talk about that. Also, coming up tomorrow, Wisconsin Badgers travel to Indiana to take on the Hoosiers at 11 a.m. And you can listen on the Civic Media app, or if you're in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, or Amory, you can listen on those stations over the air as well. And then on Sunday, I'm worried about this one, Mr. Zomers, the Packers hosting the Los Angeles Rams, who've had their own problems thus far. High noon is game time. You can listen to it over the air on WRCO in Richland Center, RJN in Racine, Kenosha, and CQM as well.
If they've been having problems of their own, are you worried it's just going to be 0-0, or are you worried we're still going to get creamed by that?
It might be. I just think the Packers are in no man's land right now. It does not look like they have a plan, but we shall see. Hopefully they can get things back on track. So a big sports weekend. You can hear all those games right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 12 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Glad to have you along with us on a TGI Friday. Oh, and I forgot board game of the week also. I'm sorry for Mr. Zomers. I'll have a board game of the week in the second hour as well. But right now I want to turn and ask you all a question. And I want to start off with some facts. But I want to start and ask you a question first of all. And it is this. Many of us are people of faith, have a particular religion. Some people aren't religious at all. That's fine. But think about if you're a Lutheran or if you're a Methodist, if you're a Catholic, if you're a Hindu, if you're a Sikh, Muslim, whatever it might be. Think about if your place of worship or your community center that was used by your place of worship was surrounded by protesters, or at least the front door was being blocked by protesters, and they had flags and they had signs that were protesting your religion or saying that all Catholics are terrible. Catholics are terrorists. How would you feel? How would you feel if someone surrounded your place of worship or your community center for worship and was attacking you for who you are and what you believe? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app on your iPhone or Android device. 844-967-2789. Because what I just described, and we talked about this earlier this week, but I think it's important to bring it back and keep it at the forefront. On the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus last weekend, there is a building. Now, UW-Madison administration might want to tell you that, quote-unquote, it's off-campus, and I guess by the book, legally, it is. Because Hillel, the Jewish community center and basically apartments, Hillel is technically not part of the University of Wisconsin system property, but it is surrounded by the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus. And there was a protest and on campus last weekend of Palestinian students, pro-Palestine. Palestinian flags, several signs, and there are different accounts of what exactly happened. Whether an Israeli Jewish flag was desecrated or not, I don't know. I'm not going to report that that's factual because I wasn't there. But it is factual, according to Hillel, University of Wisconsin Madison Police, UW System or Madison Faculty Administration. There was a protest around this building, which is home, the home base for 4,000 University of Wisconsin Madison students of the Jewish faith. Protesting these students for being Jews, for being people of the Jewish faith. Now, I don't know. I assume on a university campus like Madison, there are probably some Israeli American students there. But the majority of these 4,000 students are not Israeli. They're Americans. Not dual citizenship, just Americans who happen to be of the Jewish faith. And their building, their community center, was protested with some very despicable things. I find that appalling. And I think that in a world where the Holocaust was real, and that a lot of people don't realize that still today, unfortunately, deny it, Holocaust was very real. The Jewish people, people of the Jewish faith, some of, if not the most persecuted people in the world ever, period. And so I want to set the base on a couple of facts. These are not just, you know, snippets of things that Todd thinks, or it's kind of like the 2020 election. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. That's a fact. All right. That's not debatable. I mean, people can debate it, but it's just Trump lost, Biden won. Let me take you to the state.gov site, the United States State Department. This is a nonpartisan, this is the United States government, all right? I want to take you to the Foreign Terrorist Organization page, according to the Bureau of Counterterrorism. And these are designated foreign terrorists, and when they got their designation. And I want to scroll down to 1997, October 8th, 1997. This was not a Republican controlling the State Department at the time. It was Bill Clinton, a Democrat. On October 8th of 1997, Hamas was declared a terrorist organization. October 8th, 1997, Hezbollah, also a terrorist organization. In October 8th, 1997, the Palestinian Liberation Front, PLF, a terrorist organization. October 8th, 1997, Palestine Islamic Jihad, terrorist organization. October 8th, 1997, Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, a terrorist organization. Hamas is a terrorist organization. You know who's not on that list? Israel. Israel is not a terrorist organization. We'll come back. Take your phone calls after this. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. The Todd Elbow Show.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on a Friday, November 3rd, 2023. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Glad to have you along with us. Asking the question, if you're a person of faith, any faith, and your house of worship, if your community center, which you used, was surrounded, or at least the front door was being blocked by people protesting you and your faith, how would you feel? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. A couple of quick corrections. This is why I love this show, because of our listeners. Robert from speaking, going back to these Milwaukee Bucks jerseys we were talking about earlier, Mr. Zommers, from WRCE in Richland Center, Robert says the uniforms that they're using tonight are the city edition uniforms. One year, the city edition uniforms were quote unquote cream city. So I stand corrected.
I looked at them. They do look pretty cool.
Yeah. So thank you, Robert. I appreciate that correction. Also a caller calling in and, I apologize. I have bad Hebrew. My Hebrew and languages are not great, so I apologize for that. We had a caller call in and say the building on the UW-Madison campus, which is essentially the housing for the Jewish students for their community center, their apartments there, other social activities, it is pronounced Hillel. Hillel. So I apologize for the mispronunciation on that. I appreciate the caller calling in. But talking about last weekend, on the Madison campus here, there was a pro-Palestinian, anti-Israeli protest in front of and around parts of Hillel. To the point where the folks had to call the UW-Madison Police Department because they felt threatened. And again, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, now the Israeli-Hamas war, is a long, storied, and complicated one. But there should be no mistake about the facts. And before the break, I was reading from the United States Department of State, Foreign Terrorist Organizations. And you go back to October of 1997, when Hamas and several other Palestinian organizations were classified by the United States Department of State as terrorist organizations who attacked Israel. Hamas did. Not all Palestinians. And again, we've had Israeli American citizens on this program who have lived in Israel, worked in Israel, and said, look, there are many Palestinians who are full-fledged Israeli citizens who work, do great work, get along fine, very peacefully. So we're not talking about all Palestinians. We're talking about Hamas, a terrorist organization and their offshoots thereof, according to the U.S. Department of State. Israel is a longtime U.S. ally. Here's the thing about allies. You don't just run and cut bait when things get tough. And the unprovoked attack by Hamas on Israel was, haven't seen this kind of killing of Jews since the Holocaust, all right? Now, do I feel that there should be humanitarian aid going into Gaza? Yes. Do I feel that the border between Egypt and Gaza should be open so that people can get out? Yes. But remember that Hamas has controlled this area, this Gaza area, for years. They use women and children as shields. And we've talked about it before. Just recently, as a matter of fact, a couple of days ago, see if I can plug that. Again, I want to be accurate on this, all right? This was Ghazi Hamad, the spokesperson for Hamas, who just said this week, quote, "We will repeat the October 7th attack time and again until Israel is annihilated. We are victims. Everything we do is justified," unquote. You cannot negotiate with people who are only satisfied when you are annihilated from the earth. I absolutely think that Israel has to be somewhat measured in their response. They should try to minimize human life as much as possible. Minimize the killing of innocents as much as possible. But I'm not sure that people remember that war is hell. You know, World War II just wasn't, you know, it wasn't a picnic. The guys in Normandy weren't just sitting there breaking bread and drinking wine and taking a couple of shots. War is hell. And when you're up against evil, demonistic forces like the Nazis and like Hamas, in order to root them out like a decayed tooth, sometimes some good cartilage around that has to be sacrificed. And I'm not trying to justify killing kids or women or anything. I'm just saying that when you are dealing with evil, in order to get rid of that, you can't always do it neatly and cleanly. And I am proud of Joe Biden, and I am proud of Anthony Blinken, for sticking with Israel while at the same time still trying to maintain a two-state solution somewhere down the road. That's certainly not going to happen now. Somewhere down the road. But until one, if you have one side that says we're only happy when you're annihilated, I don't see how you do that. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Stephen Cudahy, thanks for holding. What say you? Hello, Steve. Are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello. Okay. I have a quick question. You just made commentary about it's a long, historic, and complicated area of the world. Well, you know that apparently your facts or you don't go far enough. You got the Ergun, the Stern Gang, and the Haganah terrorist organizations that were Jewish at 1948. And I don't excuse Hamas and all those. The United States and England, UK, because they had Palestine, said they were terrorist organizations. In the Madrid conference, most of the prime ministers of Israel belonged to one of those three organizations that were labeled as terrorist organizations. So when Israel at the Madrid conference said we can't deal with terrorists, some of the Arab countries, I don't excuse the Arab countries too, because it's not even-handed, they held pictures of most of the leaders of those three groups that were in Israeli government and or in the top of prime ministership were part of the terrorist organizations. So let's get that out of the way.
Well, I'm not going back to 1948. I'm going back to 1997. I'm going back to 1997 when Hamas was declared a terrorist organization.
You said it was long and complicated facts. Well, how long do you want to go?
Creation of time, Adam and Eve.
Well, there I go. I'm answering your question. So you're throwing out a canard and a red herring. Because I'm saying just by you, it'd be long, complicated. Well, you have to go back.
So do you believe that? Let me ask. Well, all right. Sorry, Steve. We got up against a break. We'll be back after this. The Todd Allball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. Trying to pursue truth. Trying to get people to understand what's going on. Back after this.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is Civic Media News. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The president of the Universities of Wisconsin is urging administrators to lobby state lawmakers to act on pay raises for faculty and staff. Jay Rothman is also asking chancellors to ask for help from alumni networks and local civic and business leaders. A Republican-controlled committee of lawmakers is stalling UW pay hikes over an ongoing dispute over diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Wisconsin could get $229 million from Washington to help pay to keep more than 319,000 children in daycare. It's part of an emergency request the Biden administration is making to Congress after pandemic daycare funding ran out at the end of September. The Wisconsin legislature rejected Governor Evers' special session on child care this fall. After that, Evers released $170 million in emergency funding. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The annual pajama drive has begun in Wausau. The Wausau Police Department is hosting a drop-off box for the drive. They're accepting new pajamas ranging in size from 5T to adult small. You can bring them to the police department lobby in Wausau now through December 1st. The Coats for Kids drive in Wisconsin Rapids has also begun. The Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis Club is holding the drive now through November 10th. They are collecting gently used coats, snow pants, hats and scarves, gloves and mittens, winter boots, and socks. There are 5 collection spots: the Wood County Sheriff's Department, Key Savings Bank, Lowell Center, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, and Members Advantage. If you want to become a sponsor, you can make a monetary donation to help cover the cost of cleaning. You can help keep our area children warm this winter with both of these winter wear drives. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News. Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
The Badgers face Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers football team heads to Indiana to face the Hoosiers Saturday at 11 a.m. Indiana is 2-6, Wisconsin 5-3. Head coach Luke Fickell.
You know, we got 4 guaranteed games. We got 1 month guaranteed to us left in the season, and we got to find ways to continue to grow and get better. I know I've said it over and over and over again, but best teams play the best ball at the end of the year.
NFL, the Packers host the Rams Sunday at noon. Former Packers defensive back Rasul Douglas spoke to reporters about being traded from Green Bay to Buffalo and the send-off he received.
Tuesday, like, we're not in the building at all. When he called me and said he got traded, and then the news, like, came out, and I remember just sitting at the sauna, and me and Aaron Jones, we kind of had, like, a little emotional. We both cried, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, like, it's over. And me and him kind of been through something together, and how it happened was just crazy. So, yeah, we had a little emotional moment there.
That's the Bills' Rasul Douglas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with a high of 48. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 24 tonight, 45 tomorrow, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
The deep three.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right quarter, three. Got it again.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Yeah, freedom. For
truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 12:34 on a TGIF Friday, November 3rd, 2023. Glad to have you along with us. Mr. Aaron Zommer's on the board. Appreciate all the phone calls. Appreciate listening, even if we don't agree. But I do think it's important talking about what's happening right now, the Israeli-Hamas war. And yes, that's an international issue. And look, I can't give you all the solutions here on this table, on this show. None of us are going to bring about peace in the Middle East on this show. But I do think it's important to be factual. And the fact is that Hamas is a terrorist organization, according to the United States State Department. Israel is not. Israel is a U.S. ally. And on October 7th, Israel received an unprovoked attack of Hamas. And I believe that Israel has a right to defend themselves. Should it be measured? Yes. Should innocent lives be preserved as much as possible? Absolutely. And if there are war crimes that Israel commits during this, they should be called out. But you have to make it very clear there is one side that was the aggressor here and one side that was not. Hamas was the aggressor on October 7th. Largest killing of Jews since the Holocaust. Seven times worse than 9/11 in the United States. One of the callers in WAUK texts in on the text line. You can text us at the Apple or Android device. Click the button there. It says, Todd, will you defend Netanyahu and his government when they ethnically cleanse the Gaza Strip? Even before October 7th, I had spoken out on this program against Netanyahu and what he was attempting to do to change the judicial system in Israel. But October 7th was an attack on the Israeli people. It wasn't about Netanyahu. And even Netanyahu's detractors have come together to form a coalition emergency government to help defend and protect Israel.
You can have a stance where you disagree with decisions made by the Israeli government, particularly Netanyahu. And as Todd said, we definitely, including us, have had plenty of times where we disagree with Netanyahu, but that doesn't excuse attempted genocide against Jewish people. That was their explicit purpose, to exterminate Jews.
Right. And more important, that's a great point. And more importantly, the reason, and again, I started this segment, if you remember, a half an hour ago, by asking the question, if your house of worship were surrounded by protest against you for your faith, how would you feel? And Hillel is not a Jewish temple, but it's not that I know of, at least, but it's a community center and a living place and represents a center of community for about 4,000 Jewish students on campus, Hillel. And it was surrounded, or at least in the front of it, blocked by Palestinian protesters, pro-Palestinian protesters, anti-Israel, in a time where anti-Semitism is growing in this country. Again, I can't affect what's happening in Israel right now. What I can hopefully do is to get us to think about our friends and neighbors of the Jewish faith who feel threatened right now. Students on campus feel scared to go to class. People are hiding their Stars of David. And I hope that each and every one of us will think a minute and be a little bit more compassionate, particularly towards the Jewish folks in this state, and quite frankly, everyone, including Palestinians. Whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, none of it should be tolerated. None of it. But right now, it's our Jewish friends and neighbors who certainly feel the most threatened in this state. How would you feel if your house of worship were surrounded? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Dave in Madison listening on WMDX. We appreciate you listening and calling in. Dave, what say you? Dave, are you there?
Hello?
Yep, Dave, you're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, a previous caller raised the issue of 1948, the Haganah, the Irgun, and the Stern Gang. Those fighting for Jewish self-determination against the British, the Empire, were the imperialist British, the Empire where the sun never sets, were definitely not terrorists. The Haganah definitely was not a terrorist. Now, you could maybe make the case that the small minority group within those fighting for self-determination and against imperialism, that small minority group made up of the Stern Gang and the Irgun were, because they conducted assassinations. Mm-hmm. Some assassinations that, you know, a small amount, but they did that. But, you know, they are a small minority. And by the way, you know, they were eliminated, really. Their military abilities, their abilities to kill, was eliminated by the Haganah. There was a fight. It's called the Altalena Affair. There was a fight between the Haganah and the Irgun. It was a firefight. And the Haganah won. And the Haganah later became the Israeli Defense Forces. And you never heard anything from the right wing, really, the Irgun, until Menachem Begin. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I don't support the right wing, Netanyahu,
sure,
and the Likud, etc. But yeah, I think it's a total mischaracterization to say, you know, that those pre-state organizations fighting for against imperialism, for self-determination, for the self-determination of the Jewish people, were in any way terrorists. And I defer to you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the call, Dave. Thanks for the history. We really appreciate it. Our friend Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct will be in at 2:00. I have a feeling he'll be continuing to talk about this as well. And here's a guy who knows both the law and history better than me. So if you really want, and Matt did a great job yesterday laying out some of this history. As Matt says, you're not woke if you don't know history. So Dave, I appreciate you laying some history on us. Matt will give us some more coming up on Matt Flynn Direct at 2:00. How would you feel if your house of worship, your place of worship, were surrounded? You were protested against. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Eric, listening in Two Rivers. Beautiful Two Rivers at that. Eric, thanks for listening. What say you? Eric, are you there? Go ahead. Hello, Eric. We can hear Eric. He's driving the car, apparently, he or she. Eric, we'll put you on hold here, and we'll give you another chance in a second. Maybe Eric is, got to focus on the road, so that's good. Let's go to the text line here. From WAUK, it says, Judaism is a religion. Israel is a colonial country. Now, I've heard this argument from left-wingers before. Israel was created as a state for Jews who were persecuted for millennia. And there's this narrative out there that somehow, you know, Jews, the most persecuted people in the world, are the aggressors somehow, the colonizers. It just doesn't hold water. And again, why does this always have to go? We can't focus on what I'm trying to focus on. Nobody wants, will no one admit that Hamas is a terrorist organization? I mean, the State Department says this. The State Department. Are you telling me that you don't trust Joe Biden's State Department?
They also say it. They don't say the word terrorist, but they say their goal is to exterminate all Jews.
Right.
Now, they say that they're justified for whatever reasons they have. But I think if your stated goal is to exterminate another religion or culture by all means necessary, that makes you a terrorist group.
Yeah. I trust the United States State Department. I trust Joe Biden's administration. And I just wish that people would stop and think, instead of trying to fight the war in the Middle East, which most of us are never going to do, Think about your next door neighbor. Think about the person who's going to temple down the street from you. Think about the person wearing a yarmulke. I've seen this with my own eyes, you guys, here in Madison. There were the other one was a week ago or so, on a Friday night, I think it was. There were dueling, I don't know if you want to call them protests, but events. One was pro-Palestinian, one was pro-Jewish faith, pro-Israel. And the Palestinian group had flags and horns and yelling and screaming. Saying something about, you know, I don't want to misquote him, but justifying the martyrs, saying of Hamas. You know what the Israeli group, the Israel group, they had their yarmulkes on and blue and white shawls, and they stood and prayed. Stood and prayed. Shouldn't that not tell us something about what's going on here? People need to speak out. And I'm not trying to speak out against or rile people up against any neighbor. We should be tolerant to one another. We should love one another. But this radicalization and somehow this theory that Hamas is not a terrorist organization, that's dangerous. That is very dangerous. And you want to know who really called this out? Mr. Zomers, we have the clip from 2016. Don't take it from a former Republican. Don't take it from a radio talk show host. Take it from Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Remember, Israel left Gaza. They took out all the Israelis. They turned the keys over to the Palestinian people. And what happened? Hamas took over Gaza. So instead of having a thriving economy with the kind of opportunities that the children of the Palestinians deserve, we have a terrorist haven that is getting more and more rockets shipped in from Iran and elsewhere. Remember,
that isn't me saying that. That is a former Democratic First Lady saying it, a former Democratic United States Senator saying it, a former Democratic Secretary of State saying it, and a former Democratic torchbearer, the nomination of the Democratic Party for President of the United States in 2016, saying it. One of the most ready, capable, and intelligent people to ever run for President of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton, who should have been the president if they'd only run a better campaign and if Trump hadn't been an anomaly. Hillary Clinton saying that, all right? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Eric in Wauwatosa. Eric, thanks for calling. What say you? Eric, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Go ahead.
Hi, yeah, I just, it just seems to me, I mean, I understand there's two sides to these stories, but it sounds as if you're kind of beating the drum a bit for Israel, in the sense that, you know, Senator Clinton, well, right, for Israel. And what you said earlier about Hamas, I believe what they say, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe what their standard statement is, they want to wipe Israel off the map, not Jewish people.
What's the difference?
I think that's kind of a misstatement.
Let me ask you this, Eric. Eric, do you believe
Israel has been operating an apartheid regime,
Eric,
since,
you,
I believe, at least 1967.
Eric, do you believe that Hamas is a terrorist organization?
I believe that Hamas has, like every...
It's a yes or no question.
A group such as themselves has wings. They don't have an army. They don't have a navy. So they're not...
It's a
like,
yes or no
huge,
question.
But,
do you agree
have,
do you agree
with
the Biden
wings,
administration...
So,
the,
does, so, does, so does Christianity.
Do you believe
Christianity
that...
Also
so
has
the answer is
wings.
No. I'll take that as you, that you don't believe that Hamas is a terrorist organization.
They took
all right,
over Palestine.
Enough of that. You know, that's the kind of information... It's very dangerous when people don't believe that Hamas is a terrorist organization. That's a great example of it right there. Back after this, this is the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's 10 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up to the 1 o'clock hour, a few things on the lighter side. What's worse? We'll ask you a question about that. Also, the 50 funniest moments of Airplane, according to crack.com. And also a board game of the week from Mr. Zommers and a sports preview all coming up in hour number two. Look, I appreciate different points of view. I don't screen, only we screen people, but I don't have anything out there that says I'm not going to allow anybody on the air. That's fine. But when this to me is as dangerous as election denying, all right? Maybe more so, quite frankly. Well, not really. I mean, they're equally bad, in my opinion. It is indisputable that the 2020 election was won by Joe Biden and that Donald Trump lost. It is indisputable that Hamas is a terrorist organization. And the fact that this is permeated into the general electorate that somehow, well, you know, maybe they're not quite so bad after all. That is dangerous. And think how our Jewish friends and neighbors feel when that is out there. How would you feel if your house of worship, your Methodist, Lutheran church, your Catholic church, how would you feel if your mosque was surrounded by protesters protesting against you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Kurt in Madison. Kurt, thanks for listening. What say you? Hello, Kurt. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, This is what happens when our educational systems get diluted. And I'm going to blame the right on that. And if our greatest generation were alive today, they would be more than outraged at the behavior of people like the last caller talking off the way it was. I was in school when they had movie projectors and reels, and we watched footage from one of the few major networks, whether it was NBC or ABC, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But we actually sat in our classes and saw the actual bodies in the trenches and burned in the ovens. And, I mean, the carnage. We weren't spared that. We were shown that, and it was good that we were shown that because it gives you perspective. And as Matt always says, if you don't know history, you're doomed. Mm-hmm. So for anybody that wants to start putting in conjecture from one angle to another, let's first have a peg in the ground and look at how this insanity began and why the United States declared war against Germany for their invasions and all the men and women who contributed to it and died for democracy and to save the Jewish people from total annihilation. You know, I don't have any sympathy for anybody who sits on their haunches and shoots their mouth off, but has never known, cannot cite anything from history. And I'll stop at World War II. Mm-hmm. I'd like to push them into World War I. But if you can't cite to me any reference points or travesties that happen, yes, religions have been fighting on this planet forever. It doesn't change the facts or the overall statement of what went down in Israel. It wasn't like Hamas made a public statement saying, we are declaring war against Israel, and we're going to do it in the next couple of days. They assaulted, raided, killed, brutally killed, just like the SS soldiers did in World War II in Germany, and they take pleasure in it. Mm-hmm. That is the most hideous, seditious, sick way of a human being acting on this planet, as far as I'm concerned. And I'd like that last caller to really digest that and take the time and actually look at it.
Appreciate the call, Kurt. Thanks so much, Kurt Madison. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Racine. Jack and Racine, go ahead.
Hello.
Jack, you're on the air. What say you?
Hey, I agree with you. Hamas is a terrorist. I think the other caller, Eric, got wrapped up in technicalities. I mean, there are different branches. There's supposedly a governmental branch and a military branch, et cetera, but they are terrorists. And the leader of the government branch also said that they'd be having more attacks like that. He recently said that. So, yeah, they're a terrorist organization. But, you know, I do have sympathy. My sympathies are for Israel, but I also have sympathy for Palestinian people being bombed like crazy right now and really no place to go. And I'm not happy with the way Israel has treated the Palestinians over the last 40, 50 years. Overall, we had this almost a theocracy of authoritarian rule by Netanyahu recently. You know, they haven't, from shooting across the border and killing people to settlers taking land that was designated by law for the Palestinians. I mean, I've got a lot of concerns about how both sides have handled it, but of course the atrocities are the worst. And I think, so we need to take that into account. If just one last thing, I think if and when this is resolved, I'm really glad that the two-state solution is being discussed, and hopefully both sides would agree to it at some point because of what's been going on.
I agree with you. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate the call. Jack and Racine, I agree. I hope a two-state solution somewhere down the road can be talked about. But again, to have a two-state solution, both sides have to agree that the other is allowed to live on the planet. And right now, Hamas is the one saying that, you know, Israel should be annihilated from the earth. So, you know, that you can't get a two-state solution there. I agree that atrocities against all civilians, Israeli and Palestinian, is equally bad on that front. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Gary in Sussex. Gary, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hi. Okay. First of all, I think it was their previous caller, not Jack, Kurt, said that he blames the right-wing Republicans for what's going on. He made that statement.
I think he was talking about the I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think he was talking about the lack of education, but I don't want to talk about that part, but go ahead, Jerry.
Okay, but what's going on now is they took a survey. They said 85% of the people in the United States are for Israel. 15% of the people are for Palestine. Or the Hamas or whatever, you know.
By the way, you got 30 seconds. I'm against the clock, so go ahead, Gary.
Okay, I can wait on because I do have something to say.
Sure, that's
I'll
fine.
Wait for the break.
All right, we'll wait for the break. We'll bring it back after the break, Gary. Gary in Sussex. Look, this is an issue that riles people up, and it should, quite frankly. You know, it should. And my point is to try to bring some understanding. And my point is to try to bring some compassion to all people, but particularly to our Jewish friends and neighbors. Back and forth on the other side, this is the Todd Elbel Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in Israel with a presidential request for a humanitarian pause in the fighting.
It is very important that when it comes to the protection of civilians who are caught in a crossfire of Hamas's making, that everything be done to protect them.